A front page report in the Business Day newspaper today saying the board of Eskom is planning to take disciplinary action against his former acting CEO, Matsela Koko. After it emerged, he was part of decisions that gave a company R1 billion worth of contracts. One of the directors of that company was his stepdaughter, who was living in the same home as he was at the time. The person who wrote that report is the deputy editor of the Financial Mail, Sekhonathi Mantshantsha, on the line from Joburg. Sekhonathi, good afternoon to you. What action is the board actually going to take here?
Good evening, Stephen. There are charges that the board is busy formulating against Matsela Koko based on the recommendation by Cliff Decker and Mkonke Incorporated. Those indeed include the conflict of interest on Matsela Koko's part and his failure to disclose that conflict, and indeed to follow up when it did come to light on whether his stepdaughter has gotten rid of the shares that she owned in Impas International.
Matsela Koko, I mean, he's been in trouble before. He got slightly confused in that carte blanche interview, and it was shown he had signed a contract with the Gupta family he had just denied signing. Could this really be the end for him at Eskom? He seems to have had a charmed life.
Stephen, we would hope that is the end, but it's not that so easy. You have seen before the SABC doing what it did with Saudi. I'm reliably informed that Eskom's board is indeed trying to do a Saudi on us, present a sham disciplinary hearing designed to acquit him. But we know how that does end or did end with regards to Saudi Mutsuneng at the SABC. Eskom is going to follow that script until it can follow it no longer.
One of the key players in all of this has been the chief financial officer at Eskom, Anoush Singh. He came to Eskom, he worked at Transnet with Brian Molefe. He's also in the firing line now. Is there really an investigation to him? Do you think something could happen to him there?
The chairman, when I spoke to him yesterday, he said there are no charges as yet, but he would present the matter of Anoush Singh, the allegations against him, at the board meeting for discussion. That was yesterday, and he immediately went into an executive committee meeting, having assured me that there would be a results presentation today. A few hours later, the results presentation was cancelled, and Anoush Singh would have been the person to present those results. So there's not yet an investigation into him formally, but the board is discussing it, and he did tell me that the acting chief executive has been asked to verify whether the 400 million rands paid to Trillion Capital by Eskom, Eskom has received any value for it, or was it just a gift? And of course, it was Anoush Singh that was presiding over that particular transaction.
Sekhonathi, if I understood the statement last night from Eskom correctly, breaking quite late last night, that the results presentation was going to be delayed, I think they used the phrase unforeseen circumstances. Was the unforeseen circumstance your report on Business Day this morning?
I do not know what the unforeseen circumstances are, Stephen. They have not. I've asked them. They are not able to say what those are. But the fact of the matter is this. We received 2 weeks ago already an invitation for the results today that would have been presented. And as late as 1:20 and 2 p.m. yesterday, Acting Chairman Zethembe Khoza said there would be a results presentation today. Every journalist is in possession of the invitation. That came 2 weeks ago. Those unforeseen circumstances then would have developed at the executive committee meeting to which he went when I parted ways with him yesterday.
That's Sekhonathi Mantshantsha, the deputy editor of the Financial Mail, on the line from Johannesburg.